The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
So, Sarah Thompson, this is the biggest story in the city over the weekend. A former mayoral candidate who claims she was at an event last week with Rob Ford, and they took a picture together. And Rob Ford was in fine form in this picture. Looked like he'd been bobbing for ribs. terrible looking picture. But she says at this meeting, he said some inappropriate things to her. And then as they were getting the picture taken, he reached down and groped her. This is Sarah in her words.
And then somebody said, pose here. And we, as we're trained to when we ran for mayor, we all turned and had our picture taken. And there were a number of people taking pictures. And as we did that, he put his hand down and grabbed my ass. And that was the shocker, the double shocker.
The old double shocker. Rob Ford on his radio show responded.
I don't even want to waste my time anymore on this. This is, this is not true. Every single person here, I want to thank the Richmond Hill councilors for coming forward and saying it was a setup. And you know what's funny? There's 400, I must have taken 500 pictures. And there was never an issue with anyone else except for this lady that I've, in my personal opinion, I've always said I don't know if she's playing with a full deck from the first time I met her. And I told her that night. She goes, you're not supporting my 1%. I said, no, you're crazy. Get out of here. And that's pretty well how it went. And I had a great time, though. It was a lot of fun. But when people, you know, want to make up stories, that's their prerogative. And leave it at that.
Crazy.
She took it to social media. She did not report it. She did not go to police or use any of the channels that are available to her in the position she has. She went to social media. And that's where the question is right now.
Sarah Thompson, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
So where are you now with this? The big question that a lot of people have is, you know, nobody wants to dismiss anybody who claims assault.
Right.
You have to take everything seriously, but the way that you went about this and your course of action has sent up red flag after red flag after red flag. The biggest question being, why did you not go to authorities?
Well, at the time, I looked at it and I thought, you know, the mayor's already had a whole bunch of lawsuits thrown at him, and I would just then be a left-leaning politician trying to, you know, drag him down again. And also, it's a big waste of time to go through the legal procedures. Now, I looked at it and I realized I had no proof. So you go and you make your
Can I just stop? Can I just stop you for 1 second? Because I need you to clear something up.
Yeah.
In your mind, reporting a sexual assault by the mayor, which you claim,
right?
You just said would be a complete waste of time.
Well, you know, I do believe it needs to come out in the public. I do believe we need to talk about it. I don't believe you should get away with it. And at the end of the day, it's about getting away with it. If you let someone get away with it, then it just perpetrates more. If you stand up and say, look, I don't want this person to get away with what he did to me, you can do that through pressing charges through the police, or you can do that through coming out in public. Now, if you come out in public, you risk getting sued. And I did that. The mayor, if he wants to deny that, you know, he wasn't wasted because he was completely wasted at the time, if he wants to deny that, he can. But he's got to then say, okay, you know what? I can take her to court and sue her for this. If I'm lying, take me to court and sue me, right?
What's the next step then for you?
Next step is, look, I'm getting that out there. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, yes, I noticed he was wasted. He was on something. And I'm saying, look, come forward. Tell people. Why would I do this to myself? Why would I come out and say, look, he was lewd to me, he groped me. Why would I say these things when I know I'm going up against the most powerful man in Toronto who's going to come out with a lot of people that support him?
I'm just going through our notes from our producer. Did you think that he was on cocaine? Is that what you had said to our producer?
I thought he was, yes, but I don't know. I looked up. I went back and looked up. You know, what are the signs of cocaine use? I looked it up, and sweaty, talking quickly, out of it, arrogant, like all these things were on there.
From what you know about cocaine, you would speculate that he was on cocaine.
I don't know a lot. What I read on Google, I would think he was either on that or some other substance. I didn't read every drugged or I didn't read anything like that. But okay. He was definitely out of it.
So, Sarah, has since the story came out, has Mayor Ford or anybody from his office reached out to you?
No, he was on his radio show and he started calling me. I think he said I had a screw loose or something.
No, he said you're not playing with a full deck.
Right. And, you know, trying to cast doubt on my credibility, of course.
All right, give us 1 second, Sarah. It's Kiss 92.5, by the way, the Roz and Mocha Show. We're on the phone with Sarah Thompson.
Former mayoral candidate. You have made a ton of news since late last week. Your accusations that Rob Ford grabbed your ass and that he was wasted when you met him and you have not gone to the police. Instead, you took it to social media, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. You have people that work under you. If a young woman came to you with a very similar story, would you advise her to immediately take it to social media? Like, what would your advice be to somebody who works for you and went through a very similar situation?
My advice would be go to the police. And I know everyone is saying that, go to the police.
But if that's your, like, if that is what you would advise somebody to do, knowing how these sort of things are looked at, if that's the advice you would give to somebody else, why not just do that yourself? That's what's sort of, killing you in all this.
Well, I've been thinking about it and I'm never saying never. I'm working with, there's been other things I'm working on. So I'm looking at, should I go and, register a police complaint? What I know, and I've talked to some lawyers on this, and they've said, it's just going to get thrown out. So, when I know that, why waste the mayor's time? Look, you got to remember, he's the mayor of the city. He's going to accuse me of being just one of those left wingers that waste his time, and he needs to get down to work, and he's going to spin it that way. Do I really want that to be known as somebody that wasted the mayor's time?
But then the message that you're sending then is that if somebody is groped or sexually assaulted by a person in power, that it's a waste of time to take action against them.
I don't think it's a waste of time. I think you have to do it. Everybody deals with sexual harassment differently. I just felt that I've already put it out there. Maybe it's time I go and do is that what I need to do? I'm not sure. I've got to think about that. I've got to talk to my husband. I'm worried that he will come out and say, look at, you see, she's just like everyone else with these legal.
But you have to understand, this is like your reaction to this right now is what women have fought against since the term sexual harassment was created, which is when it happens, you are then told, listen, nobody's going to believe you. You're going to look like a fool. You're going to look like a liar. It's going to get thrown out of court. Don't put yourself through this. There's no way to win this. That is the fight that women have been fighting since sexual harassment became a term. And you're falling right in line with that.
I looked up sexual harassment because you realize there's sexual.
Okay, sorry. Then sexual assault. My bad. I didn't even mean sexual harassment. I meant sexual assault.
No. I looked up sexual assault. There is secondary harm that can come from it, and I've gone through it, and I understand that. But it's my choice as the woman. It is my choice. And people will push you to do, this or that. And I want to say to other women out there, it's your choice. You don't have to come forward if you don't want to. The secondary harm that comes is hard to take. And a lot of women don't want to go through that.
All right, there you have it, Sarah Thompson. Thank you very much for being on the Roz and Mocha Show. Everyone's talking about you, especially since the story came out over the weekend. You are accusing Mayor Rob Ford of groping you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.